bring the court to order, please. Is there anyone that would like to start court this morning with our opening prayer? Any volunteers? Any volunteer? We go. Mr. Duck.
Dear Heavenly Father, as we stand before you today in this court, we just ask you to touch our hearts and touch our minds. Give us the strength to stand true for what is strong and just and what is loyal to you. Give all the commissioners and the judge the ability to do the things that's right for this county, whether it's good for them or not good for them, but give them the strength to stand for what's right and what's wrong. We just ask you to watch over this great nation. Thank you for the freedom we have, and thank you for the freedom to come to a court of this nature and express our wills and gratitude toward you. We just ask you for these things in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. If you'd join me in our pledges to the United States and Texas flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Honor
the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee in Texas, one state under God, one and indivisible.
Okay. Let the record reflect that all members of court are present this morning. Commissioners, would entertain a motion to approve our court agenda.
I move.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. Under County Clerk, consider and accept the minutes from a regular session dated May 9th, 2017.
Move.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Under Consent Agenda, Commissioners, we have two items that need to be moved. Item 8D7 on page 4 to be moved to the open agenda.
Is this the award for security guard services?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
8D7 to be moved to open session, and 8N1 on page 7 to be deferred. No, Commissioners, these are general business items that have many we've already approved in court. Many have been reviewed by other departments as they do often. If you approve of all of them, I would consider a motion to approve our consent agenda with those changes. If there's any other items that you'd like to bring forward at this time now, let me know.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Under citizens, now we'll invite people to speak on items that are on today's agenda. To read this brief notice, we will now invite the public for comments on items on today's agenda. Please state your name and the topic of your comments before beginning your remarks. Public comment may not exceed 3 minutes, and questions or concerns about the operations of Montgomery County programs may be referred to department heads or elected officials. Texas Open Meetings Law prevents the court from deliberating or taking action on matters raised in public comment. So if there's anyone that would like to address court today, now would be the time. I have two that are signed up to speak. I would also like to remind everyone it's not the intention of Montgomery County Commissioner's Court to provide a public forum for the demeaning of any individual or group. Neither is it the intention of the court to allow members of the public to insult the honesty or integrity of the court as a body or members of the court individually. Accordingly, profane, insulting, or threatening language directed to the court or members of the court will not be tolerated, and if this occurs, it may result in the cancellation of the speaker's remaining time and or removal from the commissioner's courtroom. We have two people that are signed up to speak. First is Mr. Troy Stuckey.
First of all, I'd like to thank the court for all the work that they've done to get our bond ratings up as high as they are. We're a phenomenal situation in this thing. I'm here to speak about the toll road. From what I'm gathering on the street, there's a lot of misunderstanding about this toll road. One thing, Some people don't want it built, but it's going to be a toll road one way or the other, to my understanding, whether it's Montgomery County build it or the state of Texas build it. If you take a look at Beltway 8 toll road from 290 to 59 in Harris County, it was built for a sum of $58 million. As of about a year ago, they've already collected over $310 million, which puts about $200 million in the annual county budget that is divided up to build other roads, such as toll roads or other infrastructure. It's a win-win situation if it is built as a toll road by Montgomery County, because at some point in time it will be paid for, and any revenues that will be gained from that will remain in the county, not shipped off to other parts of the state if TxDOT does it. But TxDOT has already stated when they build it, it will be a toll road. So it's no way around getting around it. I don't think the county can afford to build it as not a toll road, but it's a win-win situation for the county. Thank you.
Thank you, Stuckey. Other individual signed up is Eric Yalik.
Thank you, Judge Doyle. Good morning, Commissioners. Today's Golden Hammer goes to the four commissioners on the Commissioners Court and not to Judge Doyle. And it concerns Agenda Item 8A2. By the way, my name is Eric Yalik. I'm from Precinct 3. The purpose of the county budget process is to provide full public disclosure and understanding of the county budget. That's why the Texas Local Government Code requires a lengthy budget process, public hearings, a vote at the end of the public hearings, and at least two other hearings and certain disclosures. Texas Local Government Code Section 111.010 states, after final approval of the budget, the Commissioner's Court may spend county funds only in strict compliance with the budget, except in an emergency. In other words, you can't spend money unless you've budgeted it, unless it is an absolute emergency, and the code is very clear about what an emergency is. What we've seen, though, and what you, in fact, are approving in today's agenda are the transfers of funds that are called carryover funds that are outside of the approved annual budget for fiscal year 2017. And if you go through the total for the four commissioners' precincts of those transfers of funds through so-called budget amendments has been $12,887,278. Today's Golden Hammer, I think that wasn't 3 minutes.
Over
but
for the first
one. Okay, thanks. I'm almost done anyway, Judge. Today's Golden Hammer goes to all four commissioners for this clear violation of Texas law with respect to the manner in which budgeting should occur. And I do want to point out that by what you have done today in Agenda Item 8A2, you have added $128,000 to that $12.8 million in Precinct 1 to put Precinct 1 alone over the top of $5 million for this fiscal year of spent funds that were unbudgeted. For that reason, the four commissioners get today's Golden Hammer. Congratulations, gentlemen.
Okay, is there anyone that did not sign up this morning that would like to address the Commissioner's Court? Is it on an item that's on today's agenda? We'll have another section at the end for items that are not on today's agenda. This is only for items on this agenda. Anyone else? Okay. Moving forward. All right. Item 10A. Consider approve the following closed position as stated on the agenda here. Commissioners, this is the item to hire a new purchasing agent. As you know, we interviewed several purchasing agents, a lot of really good ones, a lot of highly qualified individuals. We brought Gilbert Palermo in as a consultant to help us do that, and in interviewing and working with Gilbert, found that Gilbert is a highly, highly qualified individual, one I didn't think would be willing to come to Montgomery County, but he's indicated that he would like to do so. In fact, it was Commissioner Nowak's recommendation that we offer him that position. I think he'll be someone that will bring a lot of information, a lot of experience to that purchasing department. We'll be able to really help develop the talent that we have in our purchasing department. We've had to pay him a little bit more to get him to come here, but I think that that will more than pay for itself in a very short period of time. And we'd consider a motion to do just that.
Move. I'm confused.
We're moving some money to cover the cost to bring Gilbert and Laramo in as our purchasing agent.
Okay, this is what 10A is. Okay. I move.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Okay.
11A. Is he here, Judge? I was looking.
I don't think Gilbert's here today.
I don't see Victor.
Come on up, Judge.
Judge Hamilton.
Are we ready to go?
Yes.
Morning, Judge.
11A. 359. Judge Hamilton.
Good to see you this morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Judge and Commissioners. Come up here, group. I kidnapped Phyllis Rainey from retirement. And she is the administrator of the Veterans Treatment Court, and then you, of course, you know Nate Jensen from OCA. We're here today to ask that you approve a grant that we were just awarded, our first of its kind, for our two-year-old Veterans Treatment Court. We received a grant from the Texas Veterans Commission of $100,000, and this will help enormously in getting a court coordinator into that spot. As you know, our court has grown from two brave souls who left Judge Mark Carter in Harris County, but lived up this way and came to this new judge for them, and now we have in the 20s we've got people coming. So anyway, so it's doing very well. The second thing I want to do is to ask you to please attend the second anniversary of our Veterans Treatment Court, and everyone in this courtroom is invited to do that same thing in the 359th on June 14th. It's a Wednesday at 5 o'clock. We have music and we have a court session going on, so if you want to observe an actual session, we'll have the veterans. My uncle, a World War II veteran, will be there with us. He's in excellent health and 92, and he was a rock star the last time he came, and I've never heard him say so many words in all my life, but he had a whole group around him, so it started a whole new era in his life. But anyway, but you're certainly welcome to come on Wednesday, June 14th, and we would ask that you approve and accept this grant from the Texas Veterans Commission.
I second that.
Any questions or comments, Commissioners? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed?
Great job, Judge.
Thank you, Judge.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very
good
much.
The more we can do for our veterans, the better.
They well deserve done a second chance.
Well done.
Thank you.
All right. Sheriff. Morning, Sheriff.
Good morning. How are y'all today?
Good. How are you?
Well, thank you. Under 12A, we ask that you consider and approve the 2018 ABTPA grant application for $609,419 with a county match of $261,952. This is a 23-year-old grant that has been renewed every year, and our matching funds have grown year after year after year. Our matching funds for last year were $608,590. It was a 70-30 split, with us paying the 70% both in in-kind and in cash funds. So we have retooled this grant. So we're actually submitting a new grant. So this will be the first one that's submitted, and it's more in line with a cash match that I think the county would benefit from. So there's essentially a savings here of $346,000 that we're not going to be applying to this grant. However, there is a chance that we may not be approved for this grant because it is a new one instead of a continuing grant. So what I'd ask you, gentlemen, is that you would allow me to take the funds that we're not applying to the grant and carry it forward to FY18 in anticipation of if we didn't get funded, I could continue to do the auto theft burglary prevention.
Why do you think this might not work this year?
The funds have come under fire. They were heavily under fire during the legislative session. And we spoke with the director on a conference call and said, hey, we've got a retooled mission as to how we want to do this, and we just don't feel that our county is getting a fair shake with them paying 30% and us paying 70%. So we're kind of going out on a limb a little bit and, you know, risking the, you know, renewal of this grant. But if it's something I think is worth the risk for the financial savings.
And I'm sorry, Sheriff, did you say is some of it in kind too, or is it all cash?
Some of it's in kind, but the cash amount, $608 plus from that we had last year for a savings of about $346.
Okay.
I move. Second.
Questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
And under 12B, we ask that you consider and authorize funding for the inmate healthcare services contract for the Montgomery County Jail. Please approve a funding source. This was the same agenda item that we discussed 2 weeks ago. And for the funding source, as I mentioned previously, I'd like to have the money that was swept under Tommy Gage's budget, the 1.45, move forward in our budget, and we would take the inmate healthcare services out of it and also give us an opportunity to address some capital projects.
I met with
that one.
No, go ahead. I met with Kelly and Lieutenant yesterday, and as far as I'm concerned, the committee that was put together to review this RFP was an outstanding committee.
I agree.
I think they did good work. I know it's kind of a sticker shock for the court, but we've had problems going back years.
Yes, sir.
I remember 4, 5, 6 years ago, we had a problem, and we've had issues out there, I think, with medical coverage for quite a while. And
yes, sir.
I think this is what we got to do. I mean, I think you made a good choice. Again, it's a little hefty, but you get what you pay for. And obviously, this is the next step that we need to take in that medical coverage. So I make a motion that we accept the committee's recommendation.
Well, this is just to move the funding for now. And I think that
Yeah, purchasing will have a separate item, but it...
Item later in the agenda.
I don't know if you could take them together or if you... I don't know how you do your business, but it's kind of clunky asking for the funding before the contract's approved, but that's the way it's set up.
Well, but if you take the 1.4 that we swept and share...
Then we're good to go.
And you're good to go.
Yes, sir. And I can do some capital projects, too, that we would like to take care of this FY.
Okay. I second.
Your motion, Commissioners, to move the funds?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I'm second. Any questions or comments, Commissioners? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thanks, Sheriff. Constable Precinct 4.
Morning, Judge, Commissioners. Item 13A, consider and approve transferring funds in the amount of $31,441.95 from 7102 to our overtime line item 7104.
Move.
Second.
Any questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
14, tax assessor collector.
Good morning. Right. I would ask that you consider and approve the following position change. This is a position that was vacant due to a retirement December 31st, and I had to wait for a payout. And I would be returning $36,601.26 to the court,
Move.
Or to the general fund.
And this will be part of your
second
5% savings.
It would
as
be
well.
Part of my 5%.
Questions or comments? Proud of you for doing that. Ms. McCray came back and brought a couple of positions to the IT department a couple of weeks ago. This position change, I think, is good, bringing money back to the county, much like Stephanie Davenport did earlier. I appreciate your willingness to do that. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
In light of maybe a department being shut down at one time. But thank you for doing that. All in favor?
Aye. Great job, Tim.
Opposed? Motion carries. Juvenile probation.
Good morning, Judge. Good morning, Commissioners.
Good morning.
I'm here this morning to ask that you consider and approve use of capital improvement funding and advertising by the purchasing department to replace 12 HVAC units at the Olin Underwood Juvenile Justice Department. This request was approved by the Juvenile Board on May the 5th. Basically, in 2001, we had all 25 of our HVAC units replaced during our facilities expansion. Now, almost 17 years later, those units are beginning to fail. In 2016, we spent almost $34,000 on HVAC repairs and are already at that amount in 2017. We are currently replacing two units that have already failed. One of those units is over a secure classroom in our detention facility, and the other one is over a non-secure office area. Due to this critical situation, I am requesting funding to repair roughly half of these units this year, and then would request that we replace the remaining units, which there'll be 11 left, next year. I've prioritized these units and limited the list to the most critical for this year. I met with Paul in building maintenance, who suggested that we get an estimate to replace units for a like-for-like cost, like-for-like unit. The estimate I received was $206,310. That does not include approximately $10,000 that Paul felt his guys would need to remove four of our air handlers that are located in the ceiling. So sheetrock's going to have to be pulled out, and it's going to be a big task getting them out and then putting them back in, replacing the sheetrock.
So we'll look at $216,000.
Yes, sir, that's the estimate that we got, but I'm understanding it's going to have to go out for bids, so I'm requesting approval for that process to begin as well.
Move. Second.
Why didn't this come up during the budget hearings if the need was known? I mean, if the units have been there since 01, I'm just wondering why all of a sudden it brought to our attention.
Well, we've been having issues with them for a couple of years. We've had a very strict preventive maintenance program we've implemented with them. It just in the last 6 to 8 months, they've really started going downhill. Last year, we had a very hot summer. We talked about it briefly. I wasn't the director at the time, and there were other priorities at the time, I guess.
Commissioner, them on for this upcoming budget cycle, but I suggested that they did it out of capital funds this year instead of budgeting for it next year in light of our cuts that we're proposing in next year's budget.
Do y'all have your own maintenance?
Yes, sir, we do. I've got 1.5 maintenance staff, a full-time and a part-time. Paul's guys come out and help us a lot as well when we get in a bind. But, yes, we have our own.
Don't run the risk going through a hot summer, too, of, those units.
Well, they are not running efficiently at this point, as old as they are. I really feel it's gonna save us some money in the long run, for sure, if we get them updated.
Okay.
Yeah, to me, it's a true contingency item, and you can't keep throwing good money at bad. So,
yes, sir.
I think it's something obviously needs to be done.
Any other questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Opposed.
Motion carries.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you, Bruce. County Auditor.
Last court data report was brought to you that represented 5% of the reduction from the 2017 adopted budget, and at that time there was a request to remove specific departments from it, so I did get with Commissioner Nowak at that request. We removed a host of departments that included law enforcement, the courts, and some other items. So before you is that amended report for submission.
Move.
Second.
Questions or comments, commissioners? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Thank you.
Motion
Thank
carries.
You.
Thank you, Ms. Martin.
Purchasing.
Good morning, Judge and commissioners.
Morning.
Morning.
First, I'll read the item that was moved from closed to open. That was the award for security guard services for various departments to North Atlantic Security Company. That'd be a term contract.
Will they be able to get here?
Yes.
And get set up and go?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay. Good.
We have been advised that they will be able to.
What is this for?
Security guard services, all the posts that are manned throughout the county, with the buildings, various buildings.
Did a new contract with a new vendor? Or
yes, sir.
So new vendor will be
yes,
the old
currently have security on site.
They refused to. They did not bid.
Does this include downstairs?
Yes, sir.
Is that necessary? I mean, do we need to have that station down there?
No.
We're just asking, is that part of this, and is it?
It is part of that. It is part of this contract.
We could actually move that one up to the courtroom.
I think that'd be better location for it and only staff it when we're having court. I think it's a possible infringement on people's rights when they come in and maybe better suited only for the courtroom.
Well, the only concern we had was I know that on the third floor there's a lot of concerns about people coming in for some of the issues that they deal with.
But I don't know that we can Go ahead, JD.
Yeah, I'll say this is your decision. I've got building control or court security or the building security, but just so you're aware, I mean...
JD, could you come up to the microphone so we can... Thank you.
Just so you're aware, it is legal to carry, if you've got a license to carry in the state of Texas, you can carry handguns concealed or open in this building.
Correct.
You cannot bring them into this courtroom while court is in session. So you might think, well, then we ought to just move that security, that x-ray machine, essentially right outside these doors. But there are a whole laundry list of other prohibited weapons, and this is on, you know, the sheriff is in control of security for all of these. So, you know, they can bring a knife under 5 inches, with a blade under 5 inches. But there's a lot of other things they can't bring in that would get caught downstairs. So some people aren't aware of that. They think it's just for concealed handguns, but people are bringing in hunting knives. They can bring in anything that's prohibited. That should stop that. But it'd be the sheriff's calling or you guys call them.
We don't currently provide oversight, which is something I'd like to get corrected. I would like for that, for security to fall under us. We're currently reviewing the security procedures with the county attorney's office in light of the last changes that came out of the legislature. I think there are some issues there that need to be corrected, and this is a perfect opportunity to do so. We are statutorily responsible for courtroom and courthouse security, so it's a better fit from us versus risk management, I believe.
Well, if we're going to, and I think that'd be great to have the sheriff help and oversee that.
We already signed the POs. We have no oversight over it.
So we continue with this contract until, I mean, if you haven't even had a chance to review it, I wouldn't want to move
it's
forward.
It's a term contract, so we need to have something in place. So I'd like to get through and review what we have, what we're currently operating with under this contract, and I may come back to you with some revisions. We had a little pre-meeting before court, and there are some issues that we already pointed out.
Do we need court action to move that courthouse security under the sheriff's department?
That's a totally...
Actually is already, I mean, he's already approving the POs, all that stuff. That's just
so
a delegation.
We're good there.
You're okay.
Yeah. Okay. There's just no reporting relationship. They don't report to us.
That's the difference.
Who do they report to?
Risk management.
It's a communication issue with the vendor, and he's actually the one, his department's the one that's approving the POs, but all the communications have been with risk management. It's fixing that dialogue with the vendor.
Why don't we recommend that they now report to the sheriff's department? Sheriff, why don't you do a review of all of our security and come back with any recommendations?
Already in progress. We'll do.
And you're comfortable with us moving forward with this RFP or
I wasn't
today?
I wasn't part of the process, but with our current vendor not participating, they were up for renewal. They'd been a 10-year or so vendor. Mm-hmm. They chose not to bid, which put purchasing in a difficult situation. Either it was going to be no services or go with a new service. So we'll review. I don't know anything about them, but we'll review them, and obviously if they have issues, we'll talk more about that later on.
Is there a provision?
All the stations, too, make sure we're where we need to be.
We've already started discussing that.
Is there a provision in the contract where we could terminate early? Let's say the sheriff comes back and says this is not good for us. Perfect.
Yeah. Give us
time
to review.
We'll work with them on this.
Okay. I think it's great, Sheriff. Thank you.
Yes, Judge.
We're just talking about personnel.
And just so you know, this contract will actually start the 30th of May.
Yeah, it's like now.
We are.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jim.
Okay. Thanks, Sheriff.
Right. Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. 17A.
17A, take all appropriate action to approve the purchase of one disaster relief vehicle through the interlocal agreement between Houston Galveston Area Council and Chastang Enterprise DBA Chastang Ford. Contract number AM10-16 in the amount of $114,968 for emergency management funded by the 2016 UIC grant.
Move. Second.
Questions? Comments? That's actually a vehicle for the Sheriff's Department, isn't
it? Yes, it's going to be for their SRG team, transport for personnel and equipment.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Item B, take all appropriate action to approve the contract for construction, equipment, road and bridge equipment, ditching, trenching, utility, and other equipment through the interlocal agreement with Byboard, contract number 515-16 and Mustang Cat, and include the purchase of one new 2015 Mustang Cat backhoe with options in the amount of $78,138.34 for Precinct 1, and that's Local Government Code 271.102.
Move.
Second.
Questions or comments? All in favor?
Oh, it was 32 years old.
Time for a new one.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries.
Item C, take all appropriate action to approve the contracts with the following highly qualified provider per Government Code, Chapter 2254. Engineering Design and Construction Phase Services for New Danville Phase 2 Water Tank Related Water Lines and Sanitary Sewer with Voight Engineering LP for a total maximum sum of $90,640 for community development.
Move.
Second.
Second.
Questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
D, take all appropriate action to approve the award for Lone Star Parkway Construction for Precinct 1 to R.C. Smith Companies, DBA Smith & Company, in the amount of $1,114,401.84.
Move.
Second.
Questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries.
Take all appropriate action to approve the award for the RFP Inmate Healthcare Services for the Montgomery County Jail for Sheriff's Office to Southwest Correctional Medical Group, SWCMG, in the amount of $4,997,794 annually. The Sheriff's Office evaluated their needs and selected an evaluation team of subject matter experts who determined that this company was the highest evaluated respondent based on the evaluation factors consisting of qualifications of the firm, qualification of on-site staffing, their work plan, their operation plan design, and strategy, and also their pricing and fees.
What was that dollar amount again?
$4,997,794. This company has the experience to deliver consistent services that will meet the needs of the Sheriff's Office. In addition, the Sandra Bland Act has passed both the House and the Senate and is now on the governor's desk for approval. By selecting this company, we will be geared to meet the requirements of that act. The contract has been negotiated and will be signed by the company, and we ask that you approve and sign the contract so that the transition can begin.
Move.
This is the contract that we're moving.
Second.
Any questions or comments? Kelly, this was going to go up significantly regardless.
Yes, sir.
So there's a big move from where we were, but not a huge move from what it would have been.
Exactly. It was in line with the pricing that we were currently paying. The additional amount is due to the mental health.
Okay. Any other questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Judge, real quick, the clerk has an issue with the motion on the security guard services. We voted, but she didn't get the motion. So can we take that item really quick again to make sure we have a motion, a second?
Okay. The item that we brought back up?
Yeah, seven.
Yeah, from consent agenda on the security guards.
Mm-hmm.
Who made that motion?
I think I did.
Mr.
Metter did.
Metter made the motion.
I think Charlie seconded it.
I think I did.
Mr. Riley made the second.
Okay. Thank you.
We need to revote, or are we good with that?
You can go ahead and revote.
Yeah. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Motion carries.
Clean up our minute.
Okay. 18. District clerk. Anybody here? Yes, sir.
Good morning, Judge, Commissioners. Ms. Damick has been detained elsewhere, so I'm here this morning. I'm Mr. Stokes. I'm the jury manager for the district clerk's office.
Okay.
This is in reference to a jury appreciation item, and I have examples here if you'd like to see some. It's just a little jar opener. I have some I could pass out if you'd like to see them.
Okay.
These funds are already exist in our budget, so there wouldn't be any additional funding. We're just seeking approval.
Have we done this before?
Yeah.
No, not at this scale.
I don't.
When we first opened the jury room over there, we made some nice jury excuses, but nothing that cost us any money.
I certainly appreciate our jurors, but I don't think it's a good use of taxpayer money.
The jurors get a check on this small token anyway.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think this is a good idea.
Okay. Item dies for lack of a motion. Sorry. Okay. We now need to recess our commissioner's court and convene our public hearing for the district clerk and precinct 2. Is there anyone here to present for the district clerk's office? Well, recess the court, convene the public hearing.
Okay. Good morning, Judge and Commissioners.
Good morning.
I'm Vicki Klavinsky, and I'm here representing Barbara Damick, our district clerk. We are coming to you as on our annual request to consider and approve the district clerk's annual district court technology fund written archival plan that will continue the preservation of archived documents from the 1800s to 1999. Requesting preservation of archived documents, I'm sorry, I repeat myself, requesting $100,000 for the 2017-18 project. This project has its own funding source. We currently have
$113,000 in the bank. It hasn't been. So this is part of your record retention?
Yes, it's the one that's mandated by a statute that is only used for refunds.
Yeah.
Okay.
I move.
Well, this is just a public hearing.
Yeah.
So is there anyone here to make comment on this item? There's none.
Okay.
Thank you. Precinct 2.
Consider approved change in the name of Ridgeland Drive to Granite Ridge Drive in the Woodlands Village of Alden Bridge, Section 78. Is anybody here to discuss that?
Okay. Now I need to adjourn our public hearing and reconvene our court. Take action on those items. Do we need action on the first one, Amy?
Yes,
Judge.
Is that just authorization for them to utilize that money?
Yes.
I move.
Phyllis, and you can confirm that that is a separate fund.
Yes, sir, it is. And this fund was created several years ago. Every year they have to bring you a plan per the statute of how they intend to spend those funds. And so once you approve it, we'll build it into the budget.
And these are just old documents that you're putting online.
Yes, and are you still talking to us?
Yes, ma'am.
We have the fire safe binders that these have been preserved and they've been put into.
Why don't you step to the podium if they can hear on the online?
I was going to bring one up here, but it was so heavy. It's a fire safe binder that they are preserved and imaged so that they are online, but then they're kept. They have to be kept forever, as long as we can keep them in these binders, and they are on display in our jury assembly room.
Okay.
And great. It's an ongoing project till we run out of these
documents.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, great. Okay. All right. Any other questions or comments?
Second. Move on with A and B.
Well, we probably need to do these two separate because they're.
Commissioner Norton, you already moved, didn't you?
Yes.
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. On B.
Move. Second.
Questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. All right. We'll now recess our Commissioner's Court for executive session under Article 551071. No action necessary out of executive session. Next, we have our citizens' comment. For those that would like to comment on an item that was not on today's agenda, I don't have anyone that signed up, but anyone that would like to speak on an item that's not on today's agenda, now would be the time to do that. Yes, ma'am.
It's still morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
My name's Pat Shook, and I've lived in Montgomery County for it's been over 20 years. And I'd like to ask that you, as a court body, reconsider the idea presented by Commissioner Clark regarding workshops held prior to Commissioner Court meetings. This is a reconsider item. It seems logical that if citizens could be informed about what will be discussed and or voted on at a Commissioner's Court meeting, which they were planning to attend, they would be interested in participating in a workshop prior to that meeting. As a member of the audience, it's often difficult and frustrating for me to have a question or concern raised in my mind at the time you gentlemen are about to vote on the issue. I would like the opportunity to be more informed about what is going to be voted on and have the privilege to ask a question prior to these meetings. Please consider, these workshops may meet the need of constituents like myself by providing clarity regarding some of the items discussed and voted on during these court sessions. And in addition, these workshops may serve as a positive step toward addressing concern regarding the Texas Open Meeting Act. Why not, at the very least, gentlemen, try out the workshop idea for a given period of time, perhaps a set number of months, and see how it goes. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Shook. Anyone else would like to address court this morning that did not sign up? Yes, sir.
Good morning. My name is James Leviston, and I'm from the Tammany community. And I wanted to address the court over about overall that 15 years ago. The Tammany community was voted as the number one needed project in the county, and they allocated like $250,000 a year for the Tammany community. And that was basically to try to put sewage into our community. And since all of this time, I know at least over $500,000 have been spent on lawyers and engineers and all of this, but the Tammany community is in worse shape now than it were 15 years ago. I had called Ms. Joanne DeSherm of CDBG, and I was wondering why. Well, I know that the notices are put in the paper, but I don't take the Conroe Courier. So I didn't. I called her in April, I believe, April, and she said that the last day to apply for funding was the last day of March, I think it was. But this, I don't understand how commissioners knew this problem been going on for the last 15 years or so, and why nobody would. We didn't put ourselves on the agenda from the beginning. The county realized that there's a big problem in Tammany, and the county even teamed up with the city of Shenandoah and took property from people along Tammany Road, said that they was going to run a 12-inch line down Tammany Road. They're going to widen the Tammany Road. They were going to run a 12-inch line down Tammany Road, put an emergency connect down at Tammany Road and Johnson Lane, where these three kids just got burned to death down there. I don't know if they'd have put that line down there and we'd have had a fire hydrant or something there, if it would have saved the kids or not. But that's just a basic need that we need in the community. And we can't get any service, and we are surrounded by Shenandoah, Oak Ridge, the Woodlands, 242 area, all of these prosperous places, and we can't even get basic services as sewer. It's been a lot of misinformation about why we don't have the sewage there, and that would take more time than I'm allowed it up here to try to tell, because a lot of lies and misinformation have gone on about that. But what I'm here today to say is that I called Ms. Joanne DeSherm of CDBG, and she said that they have my email, that they would inform me next year, I think in January, when you can apply for the funding. But as our commissioners, they know what's going on in Tammany.
Mr. Levinson, I'm sorry your time has expired. I would encourage you, though, to get... Is that now in Commissioner Precinct 4? Yeah.
That's okay. Mr. Clark. Yes, okay, Mr. Clark even met with us at one time at the park. We have a lot of issues. We have some great issues in Tammany.
Maybe get with Commissioner Clark and with Joanne Ducharme and see if y'all can get something worked out.
Something worked out okay. Ahead of time.
Good.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for coming today.
Appreciate you coming.
Is there anyone else that would like to address the court? Yes, ma'am.
My name is Bobby Jolly, and I am thankful that that young fellow just came up here and commented on Tamina. It's a disgrace that you men can waste money in lots of places, but you don't have enough money to take care of important needs like needs to be taken care of there. And that community has been there a long time. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments. Anybody else? All right. Commissioners, anything else that we need to discuss this morning? I'll entertain a motion to adjourn our commissioners' court. All in favor?
Aye.
We're now adjourned. Now we need to convene a meeting of our Montgomery County Toll Road Authority. We have one item on the agenda. All members of the court are present. Consider and take appropriate action on proposed change order number 2, geotechnical engineering services for 249, geotest engineering.
This is a change order due to increased design and inspection because of the redesign of the detention pond for the 249 toll road. This is on the agenda 2 weeks ago and with a 2-2 vote and did not pass.
I move. Second.
Any questions or comments? James, this is an item that will be reimbursed in the future as tolls are generated from that project. And there's still a solid indication that those tolls will be more than enough to cover all the costs that we may incur.
We're doing the TNR study now. They're doing the data collection now. But if you go back to the study that TxDOT did in late 2013, they expected between $2 and $5 million worth of excess revenue after debt paid for over the next 30 years after the project starts in 2020.
Okay. And what would be the total estimated cost above and beyond that debt service if we chose? Future commissioners' courts are going to have to decide whether to continue the tolls or and use that revenue or discontinue tolls. But what would be the total revenue that could be generated over the lifetime of that?
Well, I just looked at 30 service. Years, because after that the numbers get really large because of growth and the toll rates. It adds up to about $150 million excess revenue based on that year's dollar value. Not discounted back to today's dollars, but each year's dollars.
Well, while we're asking questions to James, has there ever been a toll road that has not met projections of anticipated revenue?
In the Houston area?
Anywhere has it happened. Thank you.
Well, but I look at the toll roads around here, look at the Hardy. Just think what would happen if we didn't have the Hardy right now. 45 is jammed up as it is. If we didn't have the Grand Parkway, the challenges we'd have getting to East County would still exist. And there's nothing over on the west side of the county that provides that opportunity for individuals over there. So I know there's a lot of people that oppose toll roads. I get that. But it's an optional opportunity for people to use.
It is. It's just too bad the people in Montgomery County didn't get a say in it like they did when Harris County established their tolling authority. The first project they put out did go before the voters to use the county of the backstop. We are not allowing that.
As did ours on 242.
No, that's absolutely not the same thing.
All right. We have a motion and a second on the issue. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Opposed.
Motion carries.
Thank you.
Anything else, commissioners?
No, move we adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
See you later. See you. See you.